Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Zhivago is here, too. Kristen is a great member of our Brain Trust now for several years. She is a revenue coach. She is the founder of Zhivago Partners, a digital marketing management firm. She's the author of the 5-star book, Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. Imagine that, folks. What a novel idea, huh? Kristen, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So the very idea, Kristen, we would want to do what our customers want us to do. I mean, who would have thought of such a thing? You know, you should get a but you know, we're joking about this. But you and I, but the reason your book is important is because there are still people out there who don't get this.
Oh yeah, that's the norm. And they don't even know they're not getting it, which is really sad.
They don't know squares. They don't know that they don't know.
Right.
And folks, that's really if you're having trouble right now with your business, and I'm not talking about people in the restaurant business, for example, who can't seat enough people to make a living. I'm not talking about people like that. But if you got enough customers and you can't make it, you know, maybe you need to pay attention to what some of the stuff we're talking about here. You might be one of these people. As you may have heard me say, Kristen, before you got here, whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or next year, all that's inside the head of your customer, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a misconception that marketing is all about broadcasting your key benefit and things like that. That is so old. That is so yesterday. Today's customers are way ahead of everybody who's selling something. They talk to each other. They do all their research before they get on the phone with you. And they have questions. One of the big questions that I see people not answering is, what's going to happen to me after I buy? Mm-hmm. And you see that answer when you go into Amazon and you look at the questions that customers ask after they've looked through all the manufacturer information. And then they say, oh, geez, they haven't answered my question. And so they ask other customers, mm-hmm. which is a real popular part of Amazon. Well, and the reason they have to do that is because the manufacturers don't even know what the questions are that they're asking.
That's right.
And that's sad, because that's how sales are made.
And research shows that people are 70% more likely to believe what a person, another customer knows or says.
Yeah.
Someone they don't even know, they're 70% more likely to believe them than they are to believe your marketing material.
Yeah. So I've really been encouraging, especially our B2B clients, but even our B2C clients, business to consumer, just to make sure that you talk about problems you've actually solved, even if you can't use real use cases. In other words, you can't name the person or mm-hmm. use their logo or something. You can always do anonymous brief cases. Here was the situation. Here's how we solved
right.
it. Because that's like getting customers together. That's what they want.
In sales, we call that the similar situation close.
Yeah.
And it's actually an actual close, folks. Whenever I've got call on customers, Kristen, and somebody asks me a question, well, I may aggregate 4 or 5 different experiences that I know my customers have had, put it into one story and tell them how we've done that. It wasn't important that I told them the name of the company and the date that we did it, but I've got that experience mm-hmm. with the product, and I say, well, this is how other customers have done it, and this is what we did for them. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yep, exactly. And you can do that on your website, which is one of the first places people always go. And I'm finding that websites aren't deep enough. They're just talking about marketing rah-rah, and people just ignore that. They don't believe it, just like you said. You know, they believe other customers, but they don't believe that we're the greatest. that stuff is like standing in front of someone and just going blah 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 blah, because it doesn't mean anything
right.
to them.
That's right.
It's just words.
So what you're saying though is, rather than try to out-copy right everybody else, your competitors, put your actual customer voice in your marketing material. You know, my one of my relatives used to be in the car business, and he would put these couples in his commercials about their experience. And these are people, these are just, you know, salt of the earth people, but they're not ready for prime time, right? And I asked him, I said, do those work? And because it's almost cringeworthy, you know, watching them say what they're saying. And I said, do those work? He says, you have no idea how much they work.
Yeah, it reminds me of the commercials now where they say these are real people, not mm-hmm. actors. And I'm like, mm-hmm. well, are actors fake people? I mean, it's just kind of a funny thing. But
So the message is if you're trying to find out how to reach customers, reach them with other customers, right? Is that mm-hmm. is that kind of the mm-hmm. netted out?
Yep, that's one thing. And the other thing is, if you do interview them, and I talk about that in my book in great detail, I give everybody all the tricks to interviewing customers. Not that hard. Just pick up the phone and make an appointment with them, pick up the phone and ask them some open-ended questions, which are also in the book. If you do that, then you get the mind of the customer. You know, it's like knowing someone. So much copy is written to people that nobody knows. And the people reading it know that you don't know them. Mm-hmm. They absolutely know that. We all know that as buyers, if they really know us or not. And if you get the customer's mindset in your mind and you understand the big burning questions that they have and you answer them, you're going to be 100% ahead of most mm-hmm. of your competitors, because they're not doing that. They're just, you know, beating their chest, doing that bragging thing.
Right.
And nobody wants that. Nobody mm-hmm. wanted it before, and they really don't want it now.
This is granular. This is granular marketing. This is rubber meets the road, granular marketing and selling, isn't it? Isn't that essentially what you're talking about?
Well, it's the basics. If you get this wrong,
fundamentals.
It doesn't matter what else you do.
Well said. Well said. I need the website, Kristen.
JivagoPartners.com.
Spell it.
Z like zebra, H-I, B as in Victor, A-G-O, partners.com.
JivagoPartners.com. Quick break. Right back with Kristen Zhivago. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Feeling
like I ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.